Good morning. It is 8:18, and you are listening to Raven Radio. Joining me this morning, I have a Sitka Fellow. I have Marcus Gruber and also Telly McLaughlin. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hello.
Telly, I have unofficially called you the Sitka Fellow Wrangler.
I think it was Handler last time.
Handler? Well, you've been promoted to Wrangler. And it's wonderful that every week you will be bringing in one of these folks.
Yep.
And maybe you can tell us a little bit of how you connected with Marcus.
Everyone has their own story of coming to Sitka. And it's the same way with the Sitka Fellows. Various connections from last year's fellows. I think Marcus heard about the program. He's from Germany, which he can tell you about more than I. But he heard about it from meeting a professor who had met one of the previous fellows at an illustrator's conference. So there are some strange links that bring people here. And it's exciting. It feels like it's supposed to happen.
Absolutely. Marcus, do you feel that it's strange to be here in Sitka?
Absolutely strange for me. So for every German or for the most of the Europeans, it's very, it's like a fairy tale, really. So I love it, absolutely. And thanks for everything, Tali.
And what part of Germany are you from?
I am from the former GDR. I was born there, and so I'm an Eastern German. And yeah, I grew up in a little village. It's close to Zwickau. It's in Saxony. And yeah, I grew up on a farm. So, and yeah, it's very difficult, especially for my parents. So what I'm doing now. And yeah, it feels great now to be here. And it feels great to study in Berlin. So that's where I'm studying. And yeah, my book is about outsiders. So, and I think it's a kind of very biographical thing. So now in Berlin I'm the outsider. Why I'm from a small village from Eastern Germany, and when I'm going home to this village, I'm kind of outsider because I'm the city guy. So
you're sort of used to adapting to a lot of different environments.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying.
And you're studying visual communication.
Yeah, visual communication and especially illustration.
And are you working on some illustrations while you're here in Sitka?
Yeah, I'm working on a book. I'm creating a story about the outsider thing I told you. And yeah, I'm trying to start to illustrate the story. So, and I tried different styles. I did a lot of experiments, like with watercolors or acrylic colors. And now I think I decided to work with normal pencils, so, and to colorate it at the computer.
Oh, okay, so yeah. You're using a lot of different mediums.
Yeah, it feels very good. It's a big change for me to try different styles and techniques, so it feels very good. It's to work without any pressure, and yeah, I'm very proud of the of what happened till now.
So when you are creating this book or graphic novel, what's the process? Are you an artist first and then the story evolves? Or do you come up with a story first and then draw around the words you've come up with?
Yeah, I'm coming up first with the story. So the last 2 weeks I was creating the story, and there are also different techniques. So sometimes I'm listening to a special kind of sound, for example, a sad sound, and I hear it, and so I'm thinking very visually, and yeah, I don't know. So I think that's my talent I got. So I listen to the sound, and the pictures are going through my head, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm creating the story. So, and yeah, sometimes it's getting better, and sometimes there happen nothing. So.
So you have to, it's like any sort of writer or creator.
Yeah.
It's feast or famine.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, it's the problem of the creativity sometimes.
It's not always on schedule.
Yeah.
So, what is the theme of the story that you're trying to tell?
The story is... I should tell you how it begins.
Okay.
So I met in Berlin in the city train different guy. So it was a very brutal hot summer day, and everybody got shirts and t-shirts on, and the train was very full. So, and next to me, the seats was empty. So, and I was wondering why nobody wants to sit there, because everybody was very what is that, squeezed? No,
They were uncomfortable.
Yeah. So. Yeah. And I was wondering why nobody wants to sit down. And yeah, and then I turned around and saw that guy with completely wrinkled skin, with a winter hat on deeply in his face, and a winter jacket, winter boots, long trousers, and gloves on in his hands. And the curious thing was, he had a self-picked-up bouquet in his hand. And, yeah, and he was staring out of the window while everybody was staring at him. And it was a strange situation. So, and I was wondering about that guy for days. So who was that? For whom is that bouquet? And does he have friends? What he's doing all the day? And, yeah, and then I... it would be a great story to create. So about a guy, which is an outsider, and then I decided to start a story with a little child, which is an outsider, and yeah.
So how much of the story? So you seem to be very observant to your surroundings, and his story sort of haunted you, or just the observation haunted you, that you wanted to find, sort of complete the story. Does that happen a lot when you go to illustrate? I mean, how much of you is in there, and how much you think of that person is in there?
I think it's not about the story, especially about him.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm creating a new story, but that was the source. Like the source.
Yes.
Yeah. And I'm thinking about the story that it's there's an accident, and he looks different now from the others. And yeah, the moral of the story should be only where it just seems a little bit more different from as the others. It don't mean that you can't be cool. So that's why it's for the little children, little kids, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I hope Sitka provides lots of inspiration for you. You know, it's always deadly to hang out with artists or writers, because they're always very observant, and you always fear that you might be involved or show up in one of their stories.
Watch, there's going to be a radio interview chapter.
I hope not. I hope on more familiar terms. Well, I'd like to thank my guests, Tully and Marcus. Marcus Gruver is the Sitka Fellow. Thank you for joining me this morning.
Thank you.